Play the music.
Praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome back to The Table. It's a podcast where many things have been said, memories have been made, and great times have been had. I'm your friend Cody, and today we are going to be talking about some very important stuff. As you may or may not be able to tell from the title, I put it that way because I'm not sure what the title is going to be yet, but I'm sure it's going to have something to do with, obviously, the content of what we're going to be talking about today. And I'm going to just go ahead and get right into this because we've got a lot to cover. And also, I'll say I'm going to be looking at, I have notes. I have lots of notes. So there's going to be times when it may sound like I'm reading. If it does, forgive me. I'm sorry. I just have a lot to go over. And I really don't want to miss anything because I feel like it's all pretty important stuff for me to say. So let's get into it. So several years ago, and I'm talking back in maybe, what was it, 2010, 2011, whenever there was a time when I was very much into Batman and video games. And I really loved it when those two things came together. And there was a series of video games that were Batman games, the Arkham series. They were great. I loved them at the time. They're really good games. And one of the draws of those games was the fact that Kevin Conroy, who voices Batman, and Mark Hamill, who voices the Joker, were coming back to reprise their roles that they had done the roles in the Batman the Animated Series that I grew up watching, loved it. It was so good. They were coming back to reprise those roles. And there was a particular game coming out where the rumor was that Mark Hamill was not going to do it and that he was basically done doing the Joker. And at first, the rumor was kind of like, oh, is that true? Is it really not true? Well, then he started to speak on it. He started to say that what it wound up happening was that he wasn't going to do this second game and that he really did say that he was done playing the Joker. And it was the story of the time. I remember seeing it, you know, seeing the articles, seeing the videos, and being like, whoa, man, that's crazy. Like, why would he do that? And I was searching for the answer back then, and I remember I came across a particular video where he kind of takes the time to explain his mindset behind it. And what he basically said was, and I don't have a quote, but I remember very specifically that he would always say that you have to know when to bow out. You have to bow out when you're on top. And he kept saying the phrase, you know, let's leave on a high note and not do the second game. Because the first game had made, you know, $500 million or whatever it was. And he thought there was no way they could top it. But the point I'm getting to is this, is I am by no means saying that this podcast is the top podcast. It's not. You don't have to look very far to find out that this is not the top show. There's plenty of other shows that have done better, that have shown up in literally the top charts on Apple Podcasts and stuff. That's not what I'm saying. What I am saying is that I think that our show, as we know it, has peaked. This show has reached its peak. We talked about it on Tyler's last episode. And with that in mind, rather than take it down a road of trial and error and potentially tank the show, this will be the last episode of The Table, as far as I know. Now, with all that being said, I do reserve the right to come back one day. Should circumstances change, I don't know what it would take at this point. I really am recording this with full intention of this is going to be the last one. Maybe one day something will happen and I'll be able to bring it back, but this is the last planned episode for sure. So during this episode, I'm going to go into detail about some changes to expect, and I'm also going to be announcing what I'm going to be doing going forward. So let's get into that. So first of all current existing episodes of The Table will remain available for you to listen to. I won't be deleting the show, and as far as I'm concerned, it'll always be there. So if you've got, maybe you've got a favorite episode or you want to just go down memory lane one day, you'll be able to do that, You'll be able to do that at your leisure. I have no intentions on removing the show. It's going to be there unless Apple or Spotify or whoever it is kicks it off the platform. It'll be there. I'm sure I'll go back and listen to it. You can do that as well. So it's going to be there. For now, the website is going away. Just bottom line, it costs money to maintain it every month. And for now, that's a cost that I'm going to have to cut. I wanted to rebrand. It's a lot of work. It would be easier to stop this website and just build another one. It would be way easier to do that. So soon, and potentially this has already happened by the time you actually hear this, but soon thattablepod.com will be offline. The page will not exist. It's going to be discontinued. That's something that is going to help me out going forward. So let's talk about the Patreon page. The Patreon will remain open, but will no longer be for The Table. It will be rebranded for the new podcast that I'll be launching soon. Supporters are free to continue supporting me, or they are free to withdraw their support with no hard feelings from me at all. I would completely understand, but the current Patreon, as you know it, is going to be rebranded from The Table to the new podcast that I'll be launching. And I've already made a post to our patron family letting them know that. I've let them know well in advance and have told them. I made a whole little mini episode just actually talking about it, about what would be happening. And I would not blame them if they withdrew their support. I would do the same thing if it were me, because at the time that I made that, I wasn't sure what I was going to be doing. A lot of stuff has developed since then, so I'm thankful for that. But anyway, not to beat a dead horse with that, the Patreon is going to remain open, but will be rebranded. So as far as the socials, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, I'm having an issue with this. The current plan is to keep the accounts that we already have and just change the names. If that is possible and works out in the way that I think and hope it will, then that's what I'll be doing. But if not, I'll be making new accounts for the new podcast. Hopefully I'll be able to regain the following and everything. I've encountered some technical hiccups on that side of things that I won't bore you with the details of that today, but that is the plan for the social. So I guess we'll see how that goes. Unfortunately, I'm kind of at a place right now where until I launch the new thing, I can't really go any further with the accounts, because it would be jumping the gun. Everybody, if it works, like if Instagram handle that table pod, if I do get it switched over to the new one and it works, people are going to be confused and be like, whoa, what is this? Like, what's going on? So I'm kind of at a standstill with that. Hopefully it'll just work and we'll see how that goes. So let's talk about what's next. Let's talk about the new thing coming up. I've been doing a lot of praying, a lot of thinking, talking to some that are close to me, and really just asking myself, like, what is it that I want to do? What is it that I don't want to do? I had plans. We talked about it on Tyler's last episode, that I knew that he wasn't going to be able to do this forever. And by the way, I want to say that Tyler is not responsible for the show ending. In fact, he told me during our conversation, one of the first things he said after we had talked about that he would be stepping down, he said, look, I really don't want The Table to end. And I actually told him, I said, well, you don't have to worry about that. And the reason I said that is because at the time I really did have plans for what I was going to do. And then as I began to look at those plans, they very quickly fell through, and I realized that what I'm doing now was the only way forward. So Tyler's not the blame at all, and he had every intention on this going forward and supporting it. This is all developed very, very fast, and realizations have been had, and this is the only way forward. I would even say, unfortunately, because I had planned on just keeping this going, but it's okay. Everything happens for a reason, and this is no exception. But anyway, I had been talking to those close to me and getting feedback on the idea that I had and getting some feedback on, you know, potential ideas and potential ways forward. And after all of that, after all that being said, I'm happy to say, as I've already kind of said during this podcast, this episode, that I will indeed be launching a new podcast with a new format. So let's talk about the new. First of all, the name. Oh, this was this was something that I really, really, really wanted to get right. If you've listened to the show for any length of time, you've probably heard me and Tyler talk about the name The Table and how, you know, it's a great name and everything, but it's so good that a lot of other people have also taken the name. And I say taken like we were the first ones. We weren't, but that's the thing. I didn't realize that when I was making the podcast. If I would have realized and had enough foresight to think about, hey, you know what? You should probably research this name. Make sure there's not any other podcasts with that name before you make it. That's what I should have done. I didn't, and I've learned from that. So this is something I really wanted to get right. I wanted the name to be something that would be good, rememberable, but also unique enough to actually show up when folks search for it, wherever they listen to podcasts, whether it be Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pocket Cast, Stitcher, Breaker, wherever it may be, it needs to show up. And I went back and forth with a lot of names. Some of them I really, really liked. Others I was kind of like, it's unique, but I don't love it. I received feedback. I received suggestions. And after considering several different options, there's one name that I just could not get away from. And the name of the podcast that I'm launching is Just Do It. This is a name that my wife came up with, and I think it's great. Now, let me break the name down for you. So, first of all, as many of you may know, my last name is Do It, spelled D-U-E-I-T-T. So, in this new show, it's going to be just me as your host. So, Just Do It is kind of a play on words that I personally think is pretty clever, but it also gives me a name that is unique in its spelling, and it should be the top result when searched if people spell it correctly, which is something that I guess we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. So that's the first thing, is that it's going to be just me. It's going to be, I'm going to be doing a solo podcast that, as far as I know, will remain a solo podcast, and it'll be just me putting the show on. So that's the one aspect of the name. Secondly, I've talked about this on the show before, but I've always been a believer of the fact that there comes a certain time. You know, you can plan, you can plan, you can plan, you can tweak, and you can tweak something forever. But there really does come a time when you've got to just pull the trigger and just do it. So many people have great, wonderful ideas, but they never do anything with them. And it's usually due to probably fear of failing or fear of messing up or being misunderstood or whatever it may be. If you want an excuse to not do something, you can find it. And that's just something that I've had to overcome. I had to overcome it when launching The Table. I had to overcome it when launching Verbal Processing, which was a show that I tried to launch while still having The Table, and that didn't work. And now this, and Just Do It is literally something that I've said to myself many times. Now, this is a very important note that I need to say this. I need everyone to hear this, understand, and believe this. This podcast and this name has absolutely no affiliation with Nike or their slogan. Do It just happens to be my last name. I have spoken with someone who is in the podcast industry, and I asked them if the name would be a problem. And with all things being considered, the spelling and all, you know, all that, the idea behind the name, they said they don't foresee a problem. I am not Nike. I am not sponsored or endorsed by Nike in any way. I'm just a guy whose last name is Do It. So that very important that everyone understand that. So the format, what's the format of the new show going to be like? It's one of those things where I think I'm going to have to show you better than I can tell you. Because if you've listened to the show, you know that sometimes, ironically, I can be not so good with words. I can be, there's times when I don't really know exactly how to explain something. And usually what happens is Tyler will then say something that explains it. And I'm like, yes, that's the thing. I can tell you this much about it, though. Feedback and listener participation is going to be more important than ever. It's going to be more important than it's ever been for us while doing the table. Because let me try to find a way to explain this. So I'll just give you the layout of the first episode. The first episode has four questions. Let me try it this way. There's four questions. There's going to be question one, question two, question three, and question four. I'm going to come to question one and read the question. And it sounds weird whenever you just put it out this way, but I'm basically going to be answering your questions and talking to you, responding to your questions, responding to your answers to my questions. But I'm going to be doing all my responding on the show. I've already received questions from people who are going to be featured in some of the first episodes. I've been putting questions out on Facebook, and people have been responding with their answers. Well, I haven't been responding to a lot of them on Facebook because the intention is to respond on the show. And I guess what I'm really wanting to do is just create a dialogue between you and me. And I feel like if it works out the way that I have it in my mind, I feel like it's going to work out good, and that ultimately it can become that. It can become a dialogue between you, between me, and your thoughts and what you think, your opinions can be heard on the show, and my response to those and my thoughts and my opinions can also be heard. And we're going to have a dialogue that I believe is going to become the show. I think it's going to work out. I think I'm going to do a better job at pulling it off than I am explaining it. So I'm excited for you to hear those episodes, which brings us to the next point. When is this new podcast going to launch? So I hesitated with this because you just never know how certain things are going to go in life. But as of right now, as of the time of this recording, the launch date is set for Friday, January 28th, 2022. It'll be a weekly show uploaded on Friday mornings. It'll go live at 5 a.m. Central Standard Time. And we're going to start with that and just see how that works out. The day of upload is subject to change. There's going to be things that I'm going to have to continue to learn as I go forward, because even though I've been podcasting for quite some time, this is going to be the first time in a while, really, or in a way, the first time ever that I've ever done a show like this. So there's stuff I'm going to have to learn, and there's stuff that I'm going to, in this way, outside of your participation and your feedback and your questions and comments and just your participation in general, I am on my own. It's just me, hence the name. So we're going to learn together. We're going to evolve in, the show is going to evolve. We're all going to be there for it. I'm really, you know, I'm excited about it. I'm sad to see the table go. The table is something that is always going to be a part of me. Like, I don't want to sound, I'm not trying to sound corny, but like, I'm always going to love it. I'm always going to value it. I'm always going to look back on it and smile at the memories. And just to be completely honest with you, I do hope that someday it's able to come back. I do hope that someday you're able to hear another episode because circumstances changed and got moved around, and in one way or another, it's back. In that case, this episode will seem a little silly outside of announcing the new show. But even if this show comes back, I would like to keep the other show going because I really do believe it's going to evolve into its own thing with your help and with your participation. And it's, you know, it's like Tyler said in his last episode, it's really just a bittersweet thing because I am sad to see this go, but I'm also excited about the future, and I feel optimistic. I have some great ideas. I have some excellent questions already lined up that I'm going to be answering soon, and some excellent answers to questions that I've put out there. There's great content to be made, and I believe that I'm able to make it. I mean that as humbly as possible, but I'm going to either do it or go down trying. The way I see it, I'm going to at least give it a shot. And if it fails, maybe the format doesn't work, or maybe, you know, whatever happens, we'll find something that works. We'll roll with it. I'm just excited to get started because I really do believe that some beautiful things are going to happen. So as far as all of that goes, I'm pretty sure that's everything. I stuck pretty close to my notes here. I just want to say to everyone who has listened to this show, to everyone who has supported us, left a review, given feedback, helped us with sound bites, helped spread the word, whatever you may have done, I just want to say thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for allowing us into your lives each week. Thank you for supporting Apostolic Content. Please continue to do so, not just here, not just in the new show, but with all the other great shows that are out there. It would be silly of me to try to name them all right now, but you know who they are. Go follow them. Go reach out to them. Let them know that you're listening. Even just letting them know that you're listening could mean the world to them, could make their day. Let them know that someone is there and someone is benefiting from their content. You really don't realize how much it means to a content creator to know that someone is listening. And you guys have done that. Some of you have been very vocal. Some of you have made it a point to let us know that you've listened, that you've enjoyed. Some of you have let us know some of the things you didn't like, and that feedback was valuable. I could just go on and on, but I'll just sum it up by saying thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for supporting us. And I hope that as I go forward into this new chapter, that as this current chapter closes and I go forward into the new, I really hope that you'll come with me. I really hope that you will join me in this journey that we're going to go on together. I know this. One thing that I want to let you know before I go is that right here in this feed, the feed that is the table, I will be uploading the first three episodes of Just Do It. After the first three, they'll only be available on the new Just Do It feed. So you'll have to go over there and subscribe or look it up every week or however you want to go about doing it. But the first three episodes will be here just so you can see what it's like before committing to subscribing, just so you can see what you're getting into before leaving here. So I hope that that's for your convenience. That's something that hopefully you'll be able to utilize And who knows? Maybe you'll hear it and maybe you'll love it and come along with me as we embark on this new journey together. So with all of that being said, ladies and gentlemen, this has been the last episode of The Table, which has been a family-friendly podcast that we have uploaded weekly for your amusement. Again, thank you so much to each and every person who has listened, who's taken the time to let us know that you've listened. You are truly appreciated. We really do consider you our friends. And again, just thank you. Thank you so much. It's been an amazing ride. I really hope you'll join me on the new show. So for one last time here on The Table, in everything that you do and everywhere you go, be blessed.